This imposing composition is typical of the large-scale figural works that were one of the mainstays of the Imperial Painting Academy. A drama is unfolding here. An emperor is seated on a throne, backed by a large landscape screen that's been brought out into the garden. Two officials are standing somewhat guiltily with their backs to us. On the right, a third official bravely risks the emperor's displeasure by telling him of their misdeeds. A heavily armed guard seizes the speaker from behind, while a second guard, standing behind the throne, watches with his hand on his sword. Obviously, the speaker is offering fierce and forthright criticism, but the emperor is allowing him to speak, gesturing to him to go on. This is an image of a famous 4th-century event, in which the critical official, Chen Yuan Da, actually chained himself to a tree to demonstrate the urgency of his message. The tree and chains are included here, but they are hardly visible, and the emphasis is rather on the receptivity and justice of the emperor. By commissioning and displaying paintings with this subject, Ming emperors let it be known that they were aware of this historical precedent and were likewise willing to tolerate frank advice. It's effective propaganda, but sadly unlike the reality of the time. During the Ming dynasty, the emperor became more and more insulated from his officials, and corruption grew unchecked.